kept control by Chillicothe, and here come the Lady Hornets on top or on offense early. Gilliland top of the key, left wing around the horn goes McKitty on the wing, won't shoot from the baseline that far away. Around the horn we go again. Mackenzie Barnett and fired up top as McKitty's pass was tipped. McKitty tried to haul it in and lost it out of bounds at the scores table. So Trenton's basketball, we played 23 seconds. Chillicothe had a chance, wasn't able to capitalize. Scotland Hurley crosses the timeline. Barnett sticks with her on man-to-man defense. Circle left to Cassidy Cotton. Cross court right wing now to Whitaker. Looks inside, nobody home. Around the horn we go again to Capater. That's Rebecca Capater's younger sister. Remember that name from past few years. Heck of an athletic family for the Trenton team. Pass up top. Gilliland still fighting for it. Goes back court. Finally picked up by Chillicothe. And layup doesn't fall for Madison Williams. And officials with a whistle. They say a little extracurricular activity for Michaela Capater. Maggie Graves got the stick back.
Foul is on number 24, Capater.
And Capater with the foul. So we got the rebound, the stick back following the missed layup. All set up by Aaron Gilliland, tipping the ball out of the fingertips of the Trenton player. And Gilliland, Graves, a pretty dependable free throw shooter, misses the three-point play that time, and it's 2-0 Chillicothe. 6:53 left to play in the first quarter. Lady Bulldogs top of the key. They go right wing now to Cassidy Cotton. Cotton looks inside, nobody home. Driving to the bucket now, Whitaker, Avery Whitaker sends it out. Tied up inside, tried to send it out to Scotland Hurley on the baseline in the corner, but Hurley wasn't expecting it, lost it out of bounds. Chillicothe's advantage now, leading 2-0 with the basketball. Aaron Gilliland across the timeline, changes to her right hand, now her left, goes over left side to Madison Williams. Williams on the floor twice to Barnett in the corner. Man-to-man defense being played, it looks like, by Trenton. Up top, Gilliland sets it up again. Over baseline right to McKitty, up top to Williams. And over right side to McKitty. Back up top, pretty good defense. I said man-to-man. It looks more like, I think it's a zone defense or a matchup zone for the Trenton team. Chillicothe showing great patience. 5:56 left to play first quarter, 2-0 Chillicothe. Williams sees a three ball. Boom! Yes, yes, yes. Maddie Williams lights it up from top of the key. That's an encouraging sign. When she hits her first one, she's usually pretty good for the rest of the night. Chillicothe applying some pressure. Pass down to Cassidy Cotton to break the timeline. Cotton working on a gimpy ankle. I understand she turned her ankle, but it's about 80-90%. And she's in, giving a great effort for the Trenton Lady Bulldogs. Cotton pulls up free throw line, puts it up, doesn't get it to fall. We'll get two shots at the line. I think they're going to call Madison Williams with that one.
Personal foul, Chillicothe, number 22, Williams.
Williams got her across the arm, hacking call on Williams. And at the line, Cassidy Cotton, Chillicothe leading 5-0. On a deuce from Graves and a tray from Williams. First one, a little bit shy of the target. Cotton will get another opportunity. Doubleheader tonight. Boys coming up after this. Should be a pretty good contest as well. So two games. You haven't missed too much time. Hop in the car. Head on over here. We'd love to see you here and show your support. Cotton makes one out of two, and it's a four-point ball game. Chillicothe leads at 5-1, 5:15 left first quarter. McKitty up top to Gilliland. Turns around, hands it to Madison Williams. Williams on the right side. Up top looking inside to McKitty, can't quite get it there. Goes to Barnett, baseline right. Right wing now to Williams, back to Barnett. Can't get it to Graves. They're really doing a number defensively on Graves. Top of the key, three-pointer not there for Gilliland. Rebound, Trenton. Graves really getting covered and pushed around, doing a good job. Capater's doing a nice job on Graves defensively. Up top, Scotland Hurley. Over right side now to Megan Soule. Soule looks over the floor on the right wing, dribbles up top of the key. Turns around, hands it to Capater. Capater running J from the paint, didn't get it to fall. Graves pulls down the rebound. Down court quickly to Barnett. Can't finish it off. Graves over the back. Trying for the rebound. Yeah, saw it from up here. A little bit too aggressive. Maggie Graves, her first, second team foul.
Correction, foul is on Williams, 22.
Ooh, well, I thought it was on Graves. They say it's on Williams. And now we have a moment. And the Trenton coach is unhappy. I think Trenton coach was hoping to pick up a foul on Graves. They called it. It looked like Graves might have been over the back, but they called it on Williams, and they're sticking with it. So Madison Williams with two fouls, going to have to be careful. Trenton goes to Scotland Hurley. Left wing, Trey didn't get it to fall for Hurley. Rebound, Chillicothe. Here come the Lady Hornets. Gilliland races across the timeline. Goes over high on the right side to Williams. Back up top, Gilliland. Left side, McKitty. Back up top, Williams. Three ball. Boom! Her second tonight! Yes, yes, yes! Madison Williams, two in a row! And Chillicothe leads it 8-1. Right side, Cassidy Cotton from three. Comes up off its mark. Just off the rim. No good. Referees with another whistle. And they said Chillicothe lost it out of bounds, maybe. Timeout on the court. We're back after this 30-second break. Chillicothe leads it 8-1 on KCHI. 3:45 left first period, 8-1. Chillicothe off a back-to-back trace from Madison Williams. Trenton has had some looks at the line. Only able to come up with one free throw. They get the ball inbounds following their own timeout. Left wing, Trey off the rim. Not quite there for Megan Soule. Chillicothe the rebound. Gilliland brings it down court. Nice bounce pass on the transition to Barnett. McKenzie couldn't get it to fall. Rebound lost out of bounds by Trenton. I think it went off the fingertips of Scotland Hurley. Checking in now, Maddie Trump, number 11. A junior. And 20, McKinley Hurley. A sophomore, so there's two Hurleys on the team, Scotland and McKinley. Ball goes into Maggie Graves.
Foul is on Chillicothe, number 23.
And said Maggie she fouled. Graves is having a difficult time in there. Her first third team foul, 8-1 Chillicothe with a lead. Back court, Maddie Trump gets in midcourt to Michaela Capater. Back to Trump across the timeline. Over right side now, Avery Whitaker tried to go inside to Hurley, the younger Hurley, McKinley Hurley, stolen by Chillicothe. Williams across the timeline, lays it up, didn't get it to fall. Chillicothe bumps the rebound out, and will hit the reset. Three ball for Williams, baseline right, didn't fall. No damage done that time against Trenton. And the Lady Bulldogs still trailing 8-1. 2:54 left to play in the first quarter, looking for their first field goal. Scotland Hurley up top, and a little pushing off foul underneath there, away from the basketball. And they are keeping a close eye on Maggie Graves. That's two quick fouls, and Haley Jones will have to come in now, and Graves will come out. She's, I would suspect, a little frustrated. They've been playing her, bumping her around a little bit inside. Now she's got a couple of fouls. Fourth team foul. Also, Williams has two fouls. She'll have to be careful. McKinley Hurley goes right wing now to Maddie Trump. Trump, three ball, doesn't connect. Rebound lost out of bounds by Chillicothe. Will inbound it again for Trenton. Baseline right. They're half the bucket, or they're half the court. They get it into Hurley, feed right back inside to Trump. Outlet pass right side. Finally, there's a three ball that falls for McKinley Hurley. And it's a four-point ball game with 2:30 left in the first quarter. First field goal by Trenton. Just a four-point lead now for Chillicothe. They haven't done a heck of a lot offensively either in this first quarter. Jones, left wing. Up top to Williams. Back over to Jones. Up top, Barnett. Right side, Gilliland. Baseline, Williams wants to drive. Stutter step before she started the dribble. They call that quite often. When you get the ball, throw a head fake, they're usually going to call you for traveling. More times than not. So Trenton looking to get a little bit closer, fresh off that three ball from McKinley Hurley. Breaks the Chillicothe press. And then promptly throws it right into Haley Jones' fingertips underneath the basket. Here comes Chillicothe. Following the Trenton turnover, 8-4, minute 46 left in the first. Lady Hornets on top by four in a low-scoring first quarter. Right side, Williams. Madison looks it over. Timeout taken by Chillicothe. They want to talk about it. Kirsten Lawler will check in when we return. Back in 30 seconds on KCHI. Minute 38 left to play. Chillicothe's ball, their half the court following the Rachel Parkey timeout. Williams will inbound it on the sideline in front of the crowd. Playing the basketball goal to the left of your radio dial. Gilliland now receives the inbounds pass up top of the key. Goes over to Barnett on the left side. Wants to go back into Gilliland. Gilliland sees McKitty in the paint. Fires it out to Lawler. Lawler from 10 across the rim. Didn't get it to fall. Rebound McKinley Hurley. And a double dribble on Trenton trying to break the Chillicothe press. Chillicothe has another shot here. Minute 19 left in the first. Still 8-4. A pair of trays from Madison Williams and a rebound stick back for Maggie Graves. Graves is on the bench with two fouls, and Williams is playing with two fouls. Trenton wants to send Cassidy Cotton back in when they can, and Megan Soule, two starters, they want to send back into the game. Williams, nice spin move at the free throw line, but can't finish it off. Here comes McKinley Hurley. On the right side, under a minute to play in the first quarter, pulls up free throw line, gives it left wing to her older sister, Scotland Hurley. Dumps it off to Whitaker. Whitaker's shot partially blocked. Oh, they said she got more than basketball. That's on Aaron Gilliland at 5'2". Blocked the shot of 5'9", Avery Whitaker. But got more than basketball, they say. Whitaker. First one off the front of the rim, no good. And the two starters check back in, sitting down now for some rest, Scotland Hurley and Michaela Capater, as Soule and Cotton gets back, returns to the game. Fifth team foul on Chillicothe. 45 seconds left, and Whitaker makes one out of two, and it's a three-point game now, 8-5. Chillicothe's had the ball quite a bit, but it's just a three-point lead. And you can tell Chillicothe's kind of missing the play of Maggie Graves. Two-pointer baseline from Aaron Gilliland. Graves has had a difficult first quarter with some very tough defense played against her. And then a couple of quick fouls as well. 10-5, Chillicothe on top by five. Trump drives to the free throw line, kicks it out. Three-pointer fake. And then Soule steps in for a two-pointer, which is no good. Threw a nice head fake. Now this is an interesting turn of events. Chillicothe's Madison Williams saw there was just a split second left on the clock, threw it up between the circles, and Trenton made the worst mistake you can make, stuck a hand up there, and got her on the wrist. That's tough because that's a shot that isn't going to be made. 99 times out of 100. And now I got three free throws. So this is a good way to finish a quarter. First one is in for Madison Williams. And it was a good call. It's just one of those plays that the coach kind of scratched his head. Second one is in for Williams. 12-5. Can she turn the three-point trick at the free throw line? Third free throw, fouled in the act of shooting a tray between the circles, and Williams makes all three, and that's a huge, huge turn of events there at the end of the first quarter. After one, 13-5, Chillicothe on top. This is Lady Hornets basketball on KCHI.